This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Here's some kind of surprising news. It turns out green cards are for sale. Some people wait in line for as long as 10 years to get a green card to come to the U.S. But for about $500,000, wealthy foreigners can jump to the front of that line. That $500,000 has to be invested in a project that creates jobs in America. So many real estate developers are using this federal program to fund giant new buildings. Most of the people applying for these green cards are from China. It's a controversial program that's due for renewal later this year. Julie Satow reports.
Lou Saviano is standing next to his job site in Midtown Manhattan. Saviano's worked on dozens of construction projects across the city, but he says this apartment building is different.
In 28 years of surveying, this is one of the craziest buildings I've ever done.
Behind Saviano looms a massive 31-story, four-sided pyramid. But what makes it more unusual than just its shape is the fact that it's helping 400 Chinese nationals get their green cards.
No. Yeah? I didn't know that. Why would that happen?
Because each one of them invested $500,000 in the building. And each of these investments created at least 10 jobs. Under the federal EB-5 visa program, they can get their legal residency in as little as 22 months.
You know, this is a program that gets low-interest funds for U.S. companies.
That's Clem Turner. He's a lawyer at Homeyer & Law, and he puts together these kind of deals.
It gets Americans who are unemployed back to work, and it gets immigrants who want to pursue the American dream. It doesn't actually get them a green card. It gets them to the front of the line for the green card process.
Federal immigration still vets the investors, but the process is speeded up.
It's like a fast pass at Disneyland. You're not circumventing, but a 10-year process is becoming 1 year.
The program isn't new. It started in 1990, but it wasn't until the financial crisis, when developers couldn't get bank loans, that the program became popular. And in recent years, its use has exploded. For the first time ever last year, the 10,000 visas allotted to the program were oversubscribed. That happened again this year. It's generated billions of dollars in investment, and states across the country use it. California tops the list, followed closely by New York.
I really think this is a good program.
Victor Chow works with F&T Group, a large developer in nearby Queens. It's building a huge project with the Hyatt Hotel and dozens of offices, shops, and apartments. It's partly funded by 40 Chinese investors.
I think that's definitely going to help the U.S. economy. I see positive side, more positive side than the negative.
Chow spent a year finding his investors and vetting their credentials.
I talk to them. I try to check where they come from. I work with their CPA. I see their source of funding.
But despite these efforts, he still has doubts.
I cannot say they 100% they're legitimate, but I think we do our job.
Analysts who've tried studying the program say there's a lack of transparency. It's tough, for example, to know if the number of jobs promised are actually created. Even the cheerleaders of the program, like Clem Turner, agree that more scrutiny is needed.
More oversight is never a bad thing, given the stories that have come out about people that have exploited this program.
For example, a Chicago developer defrauded 290 Chinese investors out of $160 million. But changes could be coming. In September, parts of the program are set to expire, and Congress is likely to take a closer look. Oversight might be improved, the number of visas could be expanded, and the price for that $500,000 green card may go up. In New York, I'm Julie Satow for Marketplace.